Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. And I'm recording today in the room, and Mark is standing over there asking if he can make the hi thing that Fatty does. I told him, I can't record with you in the room because, and then he got all pissy yesterday when he had to leave, and I said, well, you can stay, but it's going to be awkward. And then I started to record in the room this morning because I tried it on the balcony and there are planes landing and there's people beating on things out on the ship and like it was way too noisy. And I come in and the first thing he does is start making fun of me for recording and asking if he can make the fatty noise. So that's how things go around here. Anyway, so this is day two of trying to record on this crappy setup, but I guess if I'm going to do it this way, I need to get a microphone that hooks directly into the iPad so it sounds a little bit better at least, because I don't like the way this sounds, but it is what it is. So anyway, so I always do this, but apologies for the audio because I feel like it sounds horrible, but where I was so rudely interrupted yesterday by the bellhop or whatever he is, the guy who cleans the room, knocking, he always knocks at the most inopportune times. Like, I don't know. I don't know why he's awkward. He asks weird questions. Like, it's not Disney. Let me tell you that right now. You may hear a shower in the background because Mark is now showering while I record. So there you go. You have some added bathhouse noises while I record. But anyway, so where I was, we were going to go to the park. And all the things, so I looked up I usually just look up itineraries. I look up, you know, what's a good itinerary for, you know, whatever location we're in. And I say, this is how many days we're going to be. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but Asian folks like things to be planned. I didn't know that before I was in a relationship with one, but he likes everything to be planned, and he's really good at planning, and he creates spreadsheets, and we have, oh, this hour we're going to be doing this, and this hour we're going to be doing that. One time when I first met him, we had known each other for about a year. We went on a trip to Chicago, and we were meeting some friends of his, and they sent us the spreadsheet that they had created so we would know, like, when to meet them and what restaurant we were going to eat at and, like, all this stuff. And it was dictated down to, like, the 5-minute intervals. It was like, okay, we're going to take a bathroom break right here. And I laughed, and he said, oh, I'm not that way. But then when he plans stuff, he's pretty clear. I mean, he doesn't get down to the 5-minute increments, but he gets down to, like, the half-hour increments. Like, you know, here's what we're going to do. So then when I'm supposed to be the one planning, then I feel like I need to do a good job, but I'm not a vacation planner. I like to kind of go with the flow, you know, I just get there, relax, hang out, do whatever you want to do. I don't mind there to be a plan. If there's a plan, great, you know, but I don't know. It's funny because I took a Berkman study one time. It's like a personality study at work. And it said that I was blue, which is a planner, but I really hate planning vacations. I mean, I don't know. I like in podcasting and stuff like that, I love to research and look for new equipment and applications that I can use to make the show better and like all of that kind of stuff. And then sometimes I kind of fizzle out after that. So I do planning, but then don't follow through necessarily. But I don't know, for some reason for vacations, it feels like work to have to go through all that. Maybe I need to hire a travel agent and just say, this is how many days we have. We want to do all the, you know, the main things. So anyway, I looked up an itinerary and I'm never going to finish talking about the vacation if it takes me 5 minutes just to intro. And so it said, oh, you should go to Stanley Park and you should bike around the park. That will take you an hour. Then you can do the aquarium. It's right there at the park. That'll take you a few hours. Then you can go over to Main Street, and there are all this street art, and you can take a lot of photography of the cool street art, and then you can go to the Gas Lamp District, or whatever it's called, and you can have a nice dinner, and, you know, whatever. And I knew we didn't have that much time, because we had dinner with friends of his that evening, but I thought, okay, well, we can go to the park. Well, the thing is, Mark doesn't know how to ride a bike, and I haven't taught him. I need to teach him, because I do know how, and but I haven't, so I was like, well, we can walk around. Well, I didn't realize how big the park was, so we get to this park, and the other thing was just trying to figure out how to get around. You know, again, I mentioned that yesterday, I believe. Getting around is not as easy in a city that you're not familiar with, and we didn't know they didn't have Uber or Lyft, so we're trying to figure out how to make the buses work for us. So, you know, we're trying to figure out, okay, which bus goes to Stanley Park? Okay, which bus stop do we have to be at? We were on the wrong side of the road, so we were about to get on the bus, and we said, does this go to, you know, Stanley Park? And he's like, no, you need to be going the other direction. The bus stop is on the other side of the road, and then we had to go anyway. So we get to the park, and I'm taking photos of every bird. I mean, seagulls, pigeons. I'm taking pictures of squirrels because I like my zoom lens, and for some reason I like taking pictures of little animals. And I'm trying to get some good, but I'm horrible at composition. Like, I don't know what looks good. I know animals are cute and furry, and, you know, I can zoom in and get a really good action shot or whatever, but I don't really know, like, composition of how should I do the skyline? How should I do this or that, you know? And we're looking out, you know, at the boats and everything, but we come to realize that we're only maybe an eighth of the way around the park, and we've already been, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours at this point. It's like this huge park, you know, and then we're stopping to take pictures and do stuff like that. And so we realize we're not going to make it to the aquarium. We're not going to make it to the, you know, to the Main Street area. We're not going to do any of that because by the time we get back from the park, and I stopped and took a lot of pictures of geese because for some reason, again, I find geese interesting. But anyway, so we did all that, and then we had to go to the dinner, I believe. I believe we had to go to the dinner after that. So then we walked back to the kind of the main area away from the park. So basically the bottom line was now we have to go back after Mark knows how to ride a bike and go around that park. And we didn't see the aquarium, which is my favorite thing in the world is aquariums. So I felt like that afternoon was a little bit of a fail. And the park is nice. We saw some totem poles and, you know, stuff like that, but we didn't get the, and I didn't realize it until we left on the cruise how big the park was, because literally we're like cruising out of Vancouver Harbor or whatever they call it, the marina area, and we're cruising and cruising and cruising, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that we're still going around this little peninsula area that's the park. It took forever, and so it's a huge park anyway. So if you ever go to Vancouver and you feel like you can spend an hour in the park, you better know how to ride a bike because it's large. So we did that. Then we had dinner with friends. They were really nice. It was a friend from the Philippines. Her and her husband had moved to Vancouver and just decided, you know, YOLO, you only live once. They just decided, oh, we're going to move to Vancouver and then find jobs. And anyway, they were really cool. We had dinner at a seafood place, but I was able to find, I think the one item on the menu that wasn't seafood was like a fillet or something like that. So I had that, and that was good. And we hung out and we had dessert and coffee and everything. And then after that, they walked us back to the hotel. So that was cool. But anyway, so if we ever, you know, come back to Vancouver, we'll know people here. And then we came back to the hotel and we walked through the casino, but we didn't end up doing anything at the casino. And then I didn't even know there was a casino in the hotel that we were staying in. But anyway, we walked around and kind of looked. I looked for video blackjack because that's normally what I want to do because real dealers intimidate me. So I really need the video blackjack so I don't have to deal with real people. And we didn't see any, so we went back to the room. I think we stopped and got some drinks and everything, and then went back to the room. So then the next day was the cruise, and we decided, you know, one thing that I skipped over was after the park, we went back to the hotel expecting that our new room was going to be ready, because I talked about yesterday we had a new room that we were going to move to that was a nicer room. And so we go back, and check-in time's around 4 o'clock. We get back to the hotel around 4:35. I think it was 5 o'clock. And we go up to the desk. We're like, okay, we're ready to... We assume you brought our bags down, yada yada. We're ready to check into the new room. And he's like, he said, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. The room before you had a late checkout and the room's not ready yet. Well, we needed to shower and do all this stuff to get ready for the dinner we were going to. We were really pissed off. And he's like offering this $100 credit and all this BS. But, you know, and I don't understand that. Usually when you ask for a late checkout, they won't give it to you if they have the room booked already for that night, because they know they have to have time to clean it. But it was the most ridiculous thing in the world. So we had to sit in the lobby and wait for them to finish cleaning the room while we, you know, while we're just sitting there kind of twiddling our thumbs, needing to get ready for this dinner. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here, and then we'll start talking about the cruise tomorrow. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.